everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places, and Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. And what we do with this program is we go through the Bible, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Today we're beginning a brand new study in the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to jump right in. Now, Jeremiah's time, well, as we'll find out, is much like the days that we're living in today. They didn't have automobiles and computers and radios and televisions, but the implications of what was going on in the spiritual realm with the nation Israel and what's going on with America today are very closely related. So let's jump right into the text here. We're in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. Jeremiah, of course, was a son of Israel. His name in Hebrew was Yirmiyahu. He was the son of, it says Hilkiah, but it was Kilkiah or Kilkiyahu, the same thing. I see the Hebrew pronunciation of the Savior's or the Creator's name in the names of the men. The name Jeremiah means that Yah will rise, and you can get that directly from your Esword and their Greek and Hebrew concordance. And if you don't have your Greek and Hebrew concordance, if you don't have your Esword downloaded on your computer, I urge you to do that. You go to e-sword, that's e-sword, however you want to say it, e-sword.net, e-sword.net, download the Esword program. And with that program, you're going to get the King James Version Plus, and that'll give you the software program to look at the Bible. It'll give you the King James Version plus the Greek and Hebrew, and really that's all you need. I've also, for curiosity's sake, I've downloaded, they have there the original 1611 version of the King James, which comes in handy if you want to know how much the language has changed from the original English Bible to the authorized version, which was authorized at the end of the 1700s. Or the 18th century. It was authorized at the end by a scholar at one of the universities here. Well, I forget where it was, at Cambridge or one of those universities. But if you really want to know all that, you can look it up. But the fact is, the authorized version is not the original 1611 version. The authorized version was authorized by certain denominations for use. And they authorized it over the 1611 version, the original version, because of the updated language. So we have here the words of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahuwah, and of course that says the Lord in the King James Version, but for now, download that Esword program, and that way you can look at the Textus Receptus simply by mousing over the Hebrew names, I mean the Hebrew numbers, the Greek and Hebrew Strong's numbers in the version that opens up there with the program. And it's a little bit of a learning curve to get used to the program, but stick with it, and you'll become a pro in no time. The more time you spend in it, the easier it gets. But it helps if you're going along with us in the study here to be able to mouse over things and look at it. And if you are not able to do that, perhaps you're working in a cabinet shop or you got your radio sitting out on the job site like I used to do when I was a carpenter and a builder. And always had a radio with me. In those days, there wasn't too much good radio. We had KDNO here in the South Valley of California, in the southern San Joaquin Valley. And that was it. If you didn't have that, you really had nothing. Because if you think Rush Limbaugh was anything, well, you had nothing. in all of the Christian stations. Well, while they do have Bible teachers on there, the closest thing you can get to a Through the Bible program like this is J. Vernon McGee. And, well, I got paid the compliment of my life here a few weeks ago. A friend of this program emailed me and said, I used to listen to J.V. McGee, and J.V., he gave me the milk of the word, but Nicholas, you're giving us the meat. Well, I wish I could brag on it. No, not really. I can't brag on it at all. I spend a lot of time in prayer, and I've made a commitment to my Heavenly Father and to the listeners. If I'm going to do this, I'm not going to pull any punches. I want the meat of the word, and I'm going to give you the whole word. I'm not going to neglect or withdraw from anything because it's too controversial in our society. And that's what you're going to get. And a lot of people, oh, why do you got to do the names? Oh, you know, and all that. Some people moan and they groan. Say, oh, it's just a distraction. It's not important. Well, okay, well, maybe it's not to you. Or maybe it's not to somebody else. But it is to me. If you go to my website, you'll see up there at the top, it says Biblical Studies. It doesn't say Know-It-All Scholar, you know. This is Biblical Studies. Because at the same time, I'm doing Bible studies on the air. And whatever I can find in the Bible, I'm studying as deep as I can get. And if that means tearing apart the names, it means studying the Bible. Really studying it. Tearing everything apart. Turning over every stone, you know, no holds barred, no stone unturned. Let's look at it all. And I believe that the Heavenly Father will bless us in this venture. I know He's blessed me, and I know that He's blessed some of the listeners out there. So, you know, just suffer with us if it seems a little strange that I say Yahshua or Yahuwah, or I talk about the names in the original original language, and I pronounce them phonetically correct, as at least as correct as I can get them. And I say, Jeremiah, his name was Jeremiahu, and that means Yah will rise. God will rise, or our Creator will rise. And instead of saying the Lord, as the translators obliterated the name more than 6,000 times in the Old Testament alone, and that was not done by accident. I think, one, our Heavenly Father hid His name. And number two, I suspect that there was an anti-Semitic spirit behind it that drove it, that our Heavenly Father used to hide His name, actually. See, because you can serve our Heavenly Father by doing His will and being obedient to Him, or you can serve our Heavenly Father by serving His purpose. And even that by being disobedient and serving spirits that are contrary, those anti-Semitic spirits. And when I talk about anti-Semitic spirits, I'm not talking about the common anti-Semitism that is touted today. Not at all. I'm talking about the anti-Semitism that has been historically practiced by the great whore that has attempted throughout history to kill every Hebrew, national Israelite Hebrew, not so much what we call Jews today. Jew, the word Jew is practically a new invention. It's like I said, it's been practically invented since the onslaught of the authorized King James Version. Because if you go to east-sword.net, you download the program there, you'll get the authorized King James Version. But go ahead for that other download, that King James Version 1611, the original, and you'll find out that there is not one J in the whole book. That's the original King James Version, the 1611. And you won't find the word Jew in there anyway. You won't find Judea. Why, you won't even find Jeremiah. You won't find Joshua. You won't even find Jesus in it. You know, that's astounding to a lot of people. They think, no. Authorized, that means the King James authorized it too. You know, that's what I thought for a long time too. But no, it was authorized by the congregations or the denominations that were more dominant in the day that the translation was made from the 1611 to the authorized King James. And yeah, how dumb can people be? Well, people can be pretty dumb. I know, because I've been pretty dumb. And I still may be pretty dumb about some things, but I'm learning a lot because I'm willing to put down whatever I thought was true, even if it's true. You know, don't be afraid to put the truth down, because if the truth is all you want, you're going to pick it back up. But you're going to leave a lot of untruth down. So put it all down. Put everything down and try everything. Try it all over. When I say try, I don't mean try it as in, you know, drinking beer and stuff like that and trying this and that. No, I mean trial. Try it as in put it under fire. Try it. You know, put everything that you believe, everything that you think you know, put it all on trial and judge it according to the truth. Try the spirits, try the knowledge, try whatever you think is true. Put it all down and be willing to try it all. That's the meat of the word. And that's why I say I can't brag, because I'm just digging, you know, here. I'm mining for the truth. And, by the grace and the mercy and the wisdom of, my Heavenly Father and His Holy Spirit, He reveals things to us. And if you're after the truth and you have a desire to live by His word and do only those things which please Him, if you don't buy into the doctrine that the law was nailed to the cross, because it never was, that the law is a good thing, that we want to keep the law because our Heavenly Father has revealed His character through His law. That's right. When He said, "Thou shalt not murder," He was telling us something about Himself. When He said, "Thou shalt not steal," He was telling us something about Himself. His law reveals His character to us. If we hate His law and we don't want to do the things that please Him, then we don't want to be like Him. How else are we conformed to the image of His only begotten Son? By looking into His law and saying, "Please help me, Father. Write Your law upon my heart. Write it in my mind that I might not sin against Thee." Like the great prophet David said, you know, that I might not sin against Thee. And yes, David sinned terribly. And many of us have. I know I have in my life. You know, perhaps I didn't commit adultery and murder, but I could have. You know, I've felt like doing things like that before, and I've done some pretty terrible things in my life. But I'm not here to review what I've done. I'm here to tell you about the grace and the mercy of our Heavenly Father, our Creator, who became a man and laid down His life to pay the price for our sins in person. That's right. And He showed us what love was, and He showed us the way. And that's really what it's all about. That's why, because He loved us first. That's why we love Him. That's why we want to please Him. When we understand what He did for us and how unworthy we are to even live, even our life when we're born, and if we live any life at all, it's all grace. Because He said to the first man and woman, He said, "In the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die." Well, guess what? We all shall surely die. We all have that same death sentence. He could have just put them to death, and justice would have been served. He could have put them to death immediately. He could have snuffed us all out just like that by putting them to death. But no, His mercy and His grace is so fantastic, is so huge, and is so abounding, and His love is so stupendous and just awesome, that when you understand it, you begin to behold it, you realize, yes, His love for us is so great that we should want to respond in kind, to love Him. And then the question is, how? How do I love You, Heavenly Father? And He says, well, I wrote it in My book, you know, and I became a man, My Son, Yahshua. He said, yeah, Yahshua, Jesus said, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on these two hang the law and the prophets. He said, that's the reason that He gave us the Bible, the reason He gave us His word. You look into the law and the prophets, and it tells us how to love God and love our neighbor as ourself. And He demonstrated it in person. And when we understand that, we learn about His character, we should just have a heart that says, help me, Teach me just to do the things that please you. Put that desire in my heart that I might live my life in a way that only pleases you. Write your law in my mind, in my heart, as the great prophet David said, that I might not sin against thee. And that's the way we want to live. That's the way I want to live. And I hope that, you know, you listening out there, whoever you are, that, you know, man, woman, boy, girl, that you'll have that same desire to live a holy life that's pleasing to our Heavenly Father out of love for Him. Because you can't earn heaven. You can never erase your past sin debt. You can never erase the sin debt of our fathers. That's how great His mercy is and how great His love is toward us, and that we can't answer in kind is just an awful thing, that if we do not have the desire to love Him and please Him with every breath we breathe and every step we take and every waking moment of our lives, to just have that desire to do only those things that please our Heavenly Father. So let's jump into our text here. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahuwah came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Well, this is how they kept their calendar, and they kept a record of, you know, when these things happened according to the reign of whoever was the king at the time. And anyway, we're in the days of Jeremiah, and the word of Yahuwah, verse 4, came unto me saying. So we have here the record of Yirmiyahu, or Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I set thee apart. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And of course the word there, nations, is goyim, or goyi in the Hebrew. And much of the time this word nations is pronounced Gentiles, but you know, I think here that the translators got it right when they said nations, because this includes Israel as well as all of us. Yes, the book of Jeremiah was written unto the nations, and that includes us. So we get back, we're going to find out what our Heavenly Father has to say through this prophet, Yirmiyahu, to us.